Hi. Hey.
Hi, hey Juan. Hi, my name's Yvette Ramirez. It's July 1st, 2016. We're here at Kite's Nest in Hudson, New York, and I'm here with Juan Sanchez.
Yeah, Juan Sanchez.
As a part of Oral History Summer School in the Hudson Prison Archive, and I know Juan through a partnership with
Australia?
Yes, and that too. can I please ask you to introduce yourself?
My name is Juan Sanchez, and I'm from Prairieville, New York, and I come to Kite's Nest quite often, or Hudson, but yeah, SJLA is just one of the things I do over the summer.
Cool, thank you. Okay, well, thanks for agreeing to being interviewed. So I guess just to start, I wanted to just to ask you, could you tell me a little bit about growing up here in this neighborhood?
Well I used to live in Ghent.
Mm-hmm.
And then like part-time in Ghent and part-time in Chatham because my parents got divorced, and then that was just for a little bit, and then I went to Prairieville, where I live now, and then, I don't know, I've just lived there for, like, the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how to describe it. It's just, like, there's not much to do there.
Okay. So what do you do there?
I just stay inside. I have a trampoline, so, I mean, that's one thing I do outside.
Okay. Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about where you come from? You can interpret that anyway.
Yeah. I'm from SLE, which is, I don't know if it's like a town or, I'm not really sure, but I know it's a place in Nicaragua, which is in Central America. That's where I was born, and then I came to the United States when I was 8 months old. And, yeah.
Have you gone back?
Yeah, I went back twice, like once when I was 5, and then another time when I was like 10.
And what do you remember being there?
Like, not much from my first time going. I don't remember much, but my second time going, I remember that I met my biological mother and my two brothers from her side. And the reason we went to visit was because my grandmother was pretty sick, so when we went there, we went to see her, and then she passed away after, a week of being there, but I'm glad that I got to spend some time with her.
Would you like to go back?
Yeah. Definitely. Even though I only met, my mother once, and my brothers, I miss them.
Tell me about growing up, your childhood days growing up here in the States.
Just pretty normal.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, my parents, splitting up, that was pretty hard, but, it's not that big anymore. It's not that big a thing.
And do you have siblings?
Yeah, but they don't live with me. They're all in either Nicaragua or I think my sister lives in I'm not sure if it's Switzerland or Sweden, I forgot. But somewhere up there.
How did you first get involved with Kite's Nest and with the Academy?
For Kite's Nest, my dad, he's been really good friends with Kaya and Sarah for a long time. And then when they started up Kite's Nest, they just told him about it, and he was pretty interested in it, and he told me about it, and I wanted to participate in it, and I haven't gone to all the events that they do, not events, but programs that they do, But I mean, the ones that I go to, they're pretty fun. And for SJLA, the Social Justice Leadership Academy, they told my dad about it, and when I heard about it, like, I knew that that's something that I wanted to be a part of, because, like, there's some real issues going on in the world today, and we're doing stuff that I think can help. I don't know.
And like, what issues do you feel like were important to you that you're doing work in now?
Well, SJLA hasn't like started yet, like this year, but I know that we're gonna be covering a lot of, like, no, like in the past we've been talking about like farmers' rights and like food deserts, which is what Hudson is kind of, because the people of Hudson, they can't get as much fresh food as they should be able to. Like, they have a Price Chopper and a ShopRite, but that's like down, like closer to Greenport, so it's not accessible to some people and some families.
Was that like an issue for you growing up? Like, you know, that maybe you saw your dad struggle with or your family struggle with?
Well, I mean, that wasn't an issue for me personally, because I mean, I've had a pretty good life, like I've been pretty blessed, but like I notice that as an issue in other people's lives, and I mean, it's not fair for me to just like sit back and not do anything about it.
And how do you see youth being really important to this, like, to this issue, in terms of like what y'all can do, whether it's to organize or to kind of.
Well, like we're the youth, so like we're the next step, pretty much. Like we're gonna be the ones that are like in control, and like a few years, it's gonna be us up there.
Do you see that like race plays an issue in the specific topic of food justice and food deserts and who's access to to food in this area?
Yeah, I think definitely.
How
'Cause
so?
like, yeah, 'cause when you look at the places that like all they have is a corner store, like it's mostly like black families or African American or like not white.
Tell me about school. So, like, what school? What high school? You're in high school now, or what?
Well, I just
Yeah.
graduated from
Okay.
8th grade, so I'm gonna be in high school next year.
Oh. And so, how was middle school? Dynamics that you saw, or
Wait, what?
like, how was middle school in the sense of just like the people? Kind of, was it like diverse? Was it kind of the same? Where you who hung out together, like?
I mean, it doesn't really matter, like where at least where I like the kids in my grade, they didn't really care. They don't really care like what color you are. Like they're just fine with like if you're fun to be around, then they have no problem with you. But like there aren't many like colored kids at my school. Like in the high school there's a few, and like in the elementary school there's a few, and in 8th grade there's a few, but like not many.
Did that make you kind of aware of some things? Like, as you seem that you're someone who, is aware of a lot of, social justice issues and.
Well, I mean, I had this one friend, and then like there was this one teacher, and like it was a study hall, and she would kind of target us because like we would talk like a lot during that class or study hall or whatever you want to call it, and there were other kids that would do the same, but she didn't really pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Like who's us? Like just like students of color, or like or
specific? Yeah, like my other friend, he was he was like Mexican American.
Yeah.
And like the other kids, they were just white. So.
What do you do in your spare time?
Skateboard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I play guitar and sleep.
That's good. And what kind of music are you into?
I like a lot of music, just like I don't really like country and I don't really like pop. So like rock and punk and metal, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, which bands?
I don't really know, like, anything that sounds good. So, I mean, my cousin, he got me into, like, Blink-182 when I was, like, 9. And then, like, you know how on YouTube you have, like, the suggested stuff? Like, in the bar next to it, like, I'd just get a whole bunch of music from that.
Yeah.
And then, like, I watch a whole bunch of skate videos and then just, like, listen to music from there.
Are there a lot of skater kids here in the Hudson, like in this area? Or if so, where do y'all hang out at?
In my grade, there's only like one other skater. And yeah, me and him skate all the time. But for Hudson, like I've seen a few kids skating around here, but like I don't really know like what they do. Like I don't know if like they're into tricks or whatever. I've just seen them on a board.
And what brought you to, why did you start?
Skateboarding?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I had a skateboard when I was younger, and I never really got good at it. But, like, I was, like, 5. And, I don't know. I would just ride it around. And like, 2 years ago, I went to a skate shop, and I bought a board, and then it was just, like, really fun. So then I just, like, decided to, like, try stuff, like, and new stuff, and then it's just fun. But, like, I look at, like, YouTube videos now, and there's, like, 5-year-olds doing stuff that, like, that I won't even do.
But you're still young.
Yeah, but they're younger.
Cool. Is there, like, do you think, sort of, like, a kind of a skateboarding culture that in terms of music or fashion or they see young people are kind of like
like if like sometimes you can look at a person like you see their shoes and their pants and their shirt and like you kind of get that thought in your head that like they must like ride a skateboard and then like some people like their hats and their hair like long hair like I don't know if it's a stereotype, but, like, I see people with, like, long hair and snapbacks, and, you know, I just think, like, they could be a skater, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people with, like, holes in, like, their shoes in, like, certain areas,
uh-huh.
That's another way. Like, that's just how I, like, know, but as far as, like, culture, I think, I don't know if there's, like, necessarily one way of doing things for skaters, like it's just like if you're a skater and like you're cool with like other people and like they're fine with you, then you just get along great.
How would you describe your style? If...
I don't really know.
Looking at your hat, like it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's. Marilyn Monroe, and then like a skeleton, like Sugar Skull kind of version of her. I don't really know. I got that at this festival that my dad went to, because his friend told him about it. It was like I don't know, it was like some Mexican festival, I forgot though. But yeah, that was pretty cool there. They had good food. For my style, I don't really know. I just like wear whatever shoes are comfortable. Like these shoes are pretty comfortable, and I don't know, these shorts are comfortable.
That's important. tell me about your dad. I met him briefly.
He's a really hardworking guy. Like, he's done like a lot of things in his life to help me. Like, coming to the United States, like, I don't think that if I was born, he would have like had any desire to come to the United States, but he just wanted like a better life for me. Because like in Nicaragua, like, I mean, there's still ways of like being successful there, but just like not as many opportunities because like it's a poor place and it's just like not the best lifestyle there. But like my dad, we get along sometimes and sometimes we don't, but yeah, I'm really grateful to him. And like he's also like one of the people that got me into music a lot because he plays guitar, so I just saw him playing guitar and I'm like, I want to do that.
Does he perform like at events? Does he like have a band or something?
Yeah, he's in a band, and then sometimes he does like solo stuff, or he'll have like a friend come and like play drums with him. He's doing a show today.
Oh.
In Catskill.
Alright, what time music does he play?
He's playing from 4 to 6 at this restaurant called New York. I don't even know if it's like new, but I don't think it was there last year.
And does he play like folk music, like rock music, like?
He plays like a lot of music from like Nicaragua and I don't really know.
How would you describe music from Nicaragua?
Like, since it's my home country, like, it just, like, gives me that sense that, like, I'm at home. Like, when I listen to it, like, I don't have any music of it, like, on my phone that I listen to, like, on my spare time. But when my dad's playing music, I'm just like, that's where I'm from.
Would he play it, like, when you were growing up a lot? Like,
he'd play a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I think he played a lot more then than he does now. And then he always yells at me for not practicing, and then he never practices, like, at home. Like, if he's with the band, then, yeah. But he always gets on my case about not practicing. Which is, it's good, because then, you know, I practice.
So I guess back to Hudson, or back to, you know, the work that you do here. How do you see a divide in terms of like in this community, and between certain, whether it's like with white folks and other people of color, or within communities of color? Because I know there are a couple of them here that live together. As someone who's been here your whole life, basically.
I know that, like, a lot of, like, white people, they won't go past Warren Street, pretty much. And, like, tourists, like, not all the tourists are white, but, like, they won't go past Warren Street. Like, they just come here for that. I don't even, like, spend enough time, like, looking at the streets to know, like, where, like, what street is, or, like, the names. But all I know is, like, Warren Street, because that's what everyone talks about. Mm. Oh, I mean, Columbia and State Street, but that's it.
And how do you think people from the outside perceive Hudson as?
Like, when they see Warren Street, they're like, yeah, this place is really nice. And then they'll just, like, if, like, they even look past it, then I don't know if their whole view changes differently, but, like, it probably, that didn't come out right. Like, I don't know if their view, like, changes, like, a lot, but, I mean, it probably does. Like, a little bit.
I guess I was just thinking about future. Like, what do you plan out? Would you like to stay in this area? Would you like to eventually move somewhere else, you know?
I don't know, I kind of like this area, but, like, that's pretty much because of the people. Because, like, the people I talk to, like, they're just friends that I've had for, like, a really long time. So, I mean, if they moved to, like, a different place, then I guess there wouldn't, like, be a reason to stay here. Like, I don't know. I want to take a road trip, like, sometime, like, after I graduate high school, like, across the United States, just, like, see what I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, cities or things you're like, oh, I'd love to see this or I'd love to check out this?
It sounds kind of stupid, mm-hmm. but, like, mm-hmm. I really want to go to California. But, like, for skateboarding. Like, I've, yeah. I heard the weather's nice too. I heard that it's like dry air, like it's still hot, but it's not humid. That's what I've heard.
Maybe. And do you think about maybe like something you like to do, like whether if it's go to college or like do like more social justice work or?
Definitely more social justice work, and yeah, I want to go to college. Kind of want to be a lawyer, like a defense attorney, because I don't know if someone's getting like I don't know sued or whatever for something that shouldn't be happening to them, then I feel like I should step in and help.
Is there someone who you say, like, maybe possibly, you know, doing law? Is there, like, someone who you might have seen, you're like, oh, whoa, or why law?
I don't know. Like, I don't really know if there's a person that, like, got me into that, but, I don't know, just, like I said, if someone's getting a crap for something that they shouldn't be, then like you shouldn't just like okay then whatever, you should like do something about it. Different than like I haven't seen many elections in my life, but like mm-hmm. it's definitely different from what I've seen before. Like the media covers this election like so much more. Like you can't go a day without like seeing something regarding like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all you see.
Yeah, with the two candidates already. that are going to be
Hillary,
the election. Yeah.
Donald Trump.
How do you feel about that? Like, in terms of like what they're saying, or
I don't really know.
Have you heard
like if there was like a third person that was like so much better than both of them, like I wish that would happen. But I don't know, if I was like a voting age, I just wouldn't vote this year.
Mm. And does that kind of make you feel a certain way that there's just these two options that it seems that are just so different, maybe in terms of like what one believes and that you're talking about, like
The guys and like them being like completely different.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't pay that much attention anymore, because I kind of wanted Bernie Sanders to win, and then once I heard that he's like not, that's not gonna happen, then I'm just like, okay.
What did you like about Bernie Sanders?
I don't know. I like the idea of like free college. That sounds like really good. Like, I don't know how it would affect the economy, or like, I don't know. It would definitely change like a lot of things, but I just like the idea. Like, there's like a whole bunch of things surrounding it that would change it. Like, I don't know. I'm not good with saying stuff.
No, you're saying totally fine. I guess one more question related to this, but do you feel that, I don't know, like, with whoever it is that is elected or whatever the outcome is, like, and you know, and they will be 4 years, I mean, of this person being president, and you know, how old are you right now?
I'm 14.
Yeah, you'll be like 18, you know, into college. Yeah. But like, I don't, it's just, yeah, I guess just thinking about your hopes for this country, right? You know, and obviously, and for like the state and this and your town, you know, like if it's not through politicians, you know, like that, it's, I guess, up to maybe the people. And so, like, what are your hopes? You know,
Like, just hope whoever wins, just hope they do a good job. Like, because I don't know, that's my future, and then the future of like millions of other kids. That, I mean, their lives are going to be affected by it, and like even people that are older than me, they're still going to be affected by it. So like, I don't know, I just hope it works out well. Like, it's probably not going to work out well for everyone, but because like nothing does, but I hope it's not too bad.
Can I ask you a random question?
Yeah.
So somebody brought it up at the, we were at the Basilica, and so they asked, like, is texting even relevant anymore? Is it?
Texting?
Yeah.
I don't know. I text my dad. and I text some people. I mean, some people, like, they don't have Snapchat or Instagram. But, like, that's like, my main form of communication, Snapchat. Like, that's it.
What do you like Snapchat?
What I like about it?
Yeah.
I don't know, like when people post stories, like, you can just see, like, what they're doing. Even, like, if it's not that important, like, if it's, like, really stupid, then you can just laugh. But, like, if Snapchat didn't exist, I'd be fine. Like, I'd probably just go back to texting. But, you know, it's just a cool thing to have.
Yeah, I agree. Is there anything else you'd like to add or share? You're good? So, I'm just going to auto-ID myself again and ask you to introduce yourself. So, my name is Yvette Ramirez, and it's July 1st, 2016. We're here at Kite's Nest in Hudson, New York, and doing an interview for the resident Hudson Resident Archive, and I'm here with Juan Sanchez. Can I ask you, Juan, to please introduce yourself?
My name is Juan Sanchez, and I'm a resident of the area. Not really Hudson, but the area.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much.